Grace you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. When my eldest daughter, Trinity, was about 3 or 4 years old, we took a camping trip to Yosemite National Park out in California. On one of the days, we went out hiking, and while hiking, we saw a sign for a trail that led to a waterfall a mile or so up ahead. So we all started heading down the trail to go see the waterfall. But before long, a very young Davina got tired and wanted to go back. And a very adventuresome Trinity was having none of that. So she and I pressed on while Potch and Davina sat and stayed behind. Before long, we could hear the waterfall in the distance. And then after a little while, we could actually see it in the distance. Great. We saw the waterfall, I thought to myself. Now we could just head on back. Well, such was not the case. Because Trinity could also see that there was a bridge that crossed over the waterfall. And she wanted to cross it. So we pressed on again. And before long, we got to the bridge. Great, we made it, I thought. Now we can head back and see Mommy and Davina. Not so, said little Trinity. We needed to cross the bridge. But the sprays from the fall were very heavy and were soaking the entire bridge and anyone who went out onto the bridge, which I pointed out to her. But she said to me, and I can still remember her words, "Daddy, we can't come all this way and not go over the bridge." So, despite the cold, despite the spray, despite the distance back to the car that we were going to have to walk with wet clothes, we crossed the bridge. I'm not sure why that was so important to Trinity to cross that bridge, but I think perhaps simply because it was there and so were we. That experience of hiking in the woods and crossing a bridge over a spectacular waterfall may never happen again. And so Trinity wanted to soak in that moment, quite literally, and soak me in it also. Well, that was fine, and that was fun, and it has provided a wonderful memory for us. But living in the moment without regards for the consequences of one's actions can also be a very dangerous thing, both physically and spiritually. And thus, while some adventure and daring and spontaneity in our lives is always exciting, we have to be careful not to listen to and to get caught up in the hedonistic lie, which states, "Eat, drink, be merry, for tomorrow we die." You see, the hedonistic lie suggests that this life is all that there is. That we will never pass this way again. And thus we must do and we must experience every pleasure possible to make the most of our time here. And if that means cheating on your spouse on a one-night stand, then do it. And if that means experimenting with recreational drugs, then go ahead, do it. And if that means spending your children's college fund on that new Corvette you've always been wanting, go ahead and do it. YOLO! You only live once, so go for it. This lie is a favorite among advertisers, because they know it works. And thus, Many of you will remember from years ago, Schlitz Beer used to tell us, you only go around once in life, so grab for all the gusto. Clairol has encouraged women for years when they, well, to color their hair, because after all, you're worth it. And Nike has been telling us also for years to just do it. And behind all of these slogans is the hedonistic lie. A lie which is about you experiencing whatever pleasure you can right now, here in this world. Because this world is all that there is. And once it's gone forever. But that's not what the scriptures tell us, not by a long shot. The scriptures tell us that Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life, and that whoever lives and believes in him will rise from the dead and will live with him in eternity. The scriptures tell us that Jesus is coming back to this earth and that he's going to take us to live with him forever in heaven. Now all that's going to happen in the blink of an eye. And that there will be there a new heaven and a new earth. And there will be a place called the New Jerusalem, where the streets are made of gold, where we will dine on the finest of meats and the best of wines, where the wolf and the lamb will feed together, where the leopard will lie down with the goat, and where there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. The scriptures go into great detail and go to great lengths to make sure that we know that this world is not all that there is, but rather that this world is merely a shadow of the life that is to come for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. For Jesus took away the penalty of our sin and the curse of death by dying on a cross for us and rising from the grave for us. And through baptism, the scriptures tell us that we are adopted into God's family, which means that his home of heaven is now our home of heaven. And thus, this life and this world is not all that there is for us. And so we should never live in such a way as to suggest that it is. The hedonistic lie wants us to change our priorities. It wants us to live recklessly and thoughtlessly, to throw caution and morality and ethics to the wind, and to live always and only in the moment. It wants us to have no concern for the consequences or the ramifications of our actions, no regard for who we might hurt or how our actions might even affect our own future. It just wants us to believe that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So go for it. Do it. Experience everything you can while you can. Because tomorrow you might die. St. Paul says of such people that they live as enemies of the cross of Christ. He says that their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. But our citizenship is in heaven. We've been bought and we've been paid for by the sacrificial blood of Jesus. Our sins have been forgiven, and our heavenly room has already been prepared. The truth is that for us, this life is not all that there is. By God's grace, we are going to have an eternity to experience and to explore and to enjoy all the wonders and the blessings of God's new heaven and new earth. May we thus live our lives each and every day, here and now, with a vision and a hope for that eternity. To God be the glory, for the sake of His Son, Jesus. Amen.